Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Worthy, he is worthy. Just exalt him. Just lift up your hands and praise him wherever you may be. Lift up your hands and praise the Lord. For he's worthy. Yes, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's our God. He's our Lord. And he's our King. He's everything that we need. Praise God. So you ought to lift up your hands. Lift up your heart. Let your heart be lifted up. Praise God. Sing praises unto, yes, sing praises unto him. Glorify his name. Oh, for he is awesome, God. He is an awesome God. and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. It's nobody, when I think about it, it's no one in this world, entire world, that is worthy to be praised, that is worthy to be exalted than our God. No one in the world has done what Jesus has done for us, what God has done for us. When you really, really think about it, nobody can do for you what God can. God can. Yes, he can. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the name of Jesus, for he's worthy. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He told us we were created to. God even created us to praise him. God is awesome. He wanted us to praise him. He wanted to hear the praises coming from our lips. He wanted songs of worship coming out of our hearts to give him glory. To give him glory. Not to praise someone else or something. He could have done that. But he chose us. Oh, we ought to give him the glory. Worship him only. Hallelujah. There should be nothing on earth that we should worship more than our Father, which is in heaven. The one that's making intercession for us. The one that has loved us with an everlasting love. There is no God greater. No one greater than our God. There are times you should just steal away, and say, Lord, I will always worship you. If it ain't but one song a day, if you just sing it unto the Lord. Praise God. Sing it to him. And worship him only. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. And his mercy truly endures forever. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You are listening to God's Favorites Radio program coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. Have you lost a son? Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is ready to give us rest if we totally to depend on him and rest in him, believe upon him that he is God, and he will do the ultimate for us. He said, no good thing will I withhold from those that walk upright before me. God is a true God. He's willing to give us rest. He's willing to give us peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. May we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we have come at this hour, oh God, yes, Lord God, because we love you and we love your people, God. And we know that you love us and you love all your people because you created them, God. And God, you said you looked at them and you said it was good. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Lord, now we come to lift you up that you may be magnified, that you may be glorified, God. We come, God, bringing your people before you, God. Oh, God, Father God, oh, God, to encourage them, oh, God, those that are sick, those that are afflicted, those that, oh, God, that are going through, oh, God, tremendous hard time, maybe with their children, oh, God, or maybe in their finances, or maybe sicknesses in the body. Oh, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we bring our petitions, God, you know, God, before we even ask,
Yes, oh God, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, everything, oh God, as we place it in your name, God, we know there is power in your name, oh God. We know that there is hope in you, oh God. We know, God, that we can cling to you and we can depend upon you, oh God. There is no other name. There is no other name, Father, that we desire more than you, Lord God. You are a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Yes, you are, God. You are the one, oh God, that you have called us, oh God, out of darkness, oh God, into your marvelous light. And God, you have caused us, oh God, to, oh Father God, stand, oh God, and oh God, believe upon you. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, wash our eyes, oh God, that we may see you even the more. We'll desire you even the more. Oh God, clear our ears that we can hear you even more when you speak, oh God. Oh God, we want to hear your call, oh God. And we want to answer to you, oh God, and say yes, God. Oh Father God, oh God, clear our understanding, oh God, that we can think clearly upon the things of you, oh God. Oh God, everywhere where the devil trying to have a battlefield in our mind, we cast that out in the name of Jesus. God, you said we can decree a thing and it shall be done. You said, Lord God, you said we can command our day, God, and it shall be done. God, you said our footsteps are ordered by you, oh God. So wherever the ground that our feet shall trod on, oh God, it'll be holy ground, because our footsteps are ordered by you. We want to walk according to what you, oh God, have ordained for us to walk. We want, oh God, oh Father God, all of you, that you, oh God, have placed your spirit on us. We want an activation, God, like never before on your people, God. We want your blessings, oh God, on your people like never before. Where the devil has meant for bad, God, I know you can turn it around for good, God. God, you said you can open up the window and pour out a blessing, and it'll be more than they can contain. Oh, Father, we bring all our cares, God, all those that we don't know. We even bring our president to you, God, yes, God. Lord God, that you will touch his heart, God, and all he will know how to do is but call upon you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. And then, God, it'll follow from the head on down, God, to every one of the cabinet members, oh God, every one, oh God, that make up every party, God. Oh God, when the head get right, God. Father, because you told us to pray for them, God. I pray that they will have wisdom and knowledge, but most of all, understanding, God, of you, Lord. I pray the Holy Ghost will spin through the White House like fire in the name of Jesus. It will touch every soul in the name of Jesus. Lord, and someone will call upon the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Dr. Lawyer and friend are you. Oh, God, hallelujah. Father God, there is nothing too hard for you to do. And God, we know if their hearts is right, God, the spirit will move. We say touch their hearts tonight, oh, God. Touch their hearts, oh God. Cause their heart to long, oh God, for the deep things. God, you've been talking to me about the deep things of you all the week. Oh, that our soul searches for the deep things of you. Oh God, oh Father, touch their hearts, oh God, and let their soul long for you, God. Oh, God, for every word come out of their mouth, they can't talk about nobody else but you. Oh, Father. And, Father, that one that's been sick so long, I know you can cause them to take up their bed and walk. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, you can clean up every sickness, oh, God, that has been attacking for so long, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, precious Jesus. All around the world, God, where there's chaos, God, everything is for a purpose and a reason, God. And God, you don't allow nothing to happen, God. If there ain't a, oh God, where there's a tragedy, there's a, oh God, a way of coming forth, oh God. There's victory in tragedy. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I know, Lord God, oh Father God. Oh Lord, where there's hunger, God, I know they can be filled. Oh Lord God. Oh, precious Jesus, we depend upon you. Oh, God, don't know how to do anything else, oh, right now, God, but just depend upon you. Because you're the sweetest name. You're the sweetest thing that I know, God. Jesus, if that name is power. Jesus, there's just something about that name. Oh, we praise that name. Hallelujah. Oh, Master, that's when we get ready to call upon him. His name is Jesus. Oh, you're just like a fragrance after the rain. You refreshes us with your love. Oh, God. Oh, our mind, our thoughts. Oh, Jesus. Oh, my Jesus. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, come in tonight, God. Turn that wayward child around. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hasha Babaha. Kings and kingdom. Oh, everything that's been exalted high. Oh, God, but we pull it down. In the name of Jesus. Every principality and power, everything that's in high places must come down. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All glory to name. Glory to your name. Oh, we give him all the praise. Hallelujah. I just love that song, and I can just call up, just sit and meditate on that song and call up on the name of Jesus. Who else? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, at this time, I'm going to bring my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you.
Well, praise the Lord. It's our night to say God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704. Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Area code 504-347-5797. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Victorious Living on Friday night at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great listener because God is always on the throne. To listen to our program, dial area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. It will bless you on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. It's a great program. It helps to heal our wounds. It helps to take and feed the world with living word, with food and water from the word of God. Let's pray tonight for our nation. Be sure that you mention our nation. Regardless of who's in the White House or who's running our nation, we still need to pray for our nation. Children without parents, illnesses, diseases of all types, drugs in our neighborhoods, parents, family members, storms in our lives. Just think about that. Many of us have storms in our lives, and many of us need to take and stretch out our hand and hold our hands up to God and say, take over. We have a praise report tonight. Neighbor next door to me that lives there in Avondale. He was supposed to go in for open heart surgery, but he doesn't have to because God is the healer. Went to be evaluated on Saturday, and the doctors came in and said, "We don't know what happened, but you are completely well." My sister, she had open heart surgery back in October a year ago. She was put in the hospital again this past week, and she came back out with flying colors. Jesus is on the throne, friends. Let's pray for people that have problems with their eyes, their kidneys, their pancreas, yes, diabetes, many other things that you want to take and pray. Jesus said, "Call upon my name and it shall be done." That's why God's favorite radio program is on Sunday nights at 7 and on Victorious Living on Friday night. We're here to help you. As you call that number, 714-409-0578, press 1 if you would like for us to pray with you or give a praise report, because God is always on the throne and he always will love to be upheld in the Holy Spirit. Give the praise to God for everything that's happening. This week, we had a precious friend of ours, a supporter of our God's Favorite Radio program, a prayer partner, anything else that you would like to say. Went to be with Jesus this week. Her name is Maria Benitez. Many of you might know her. She has been on this ministry and given her word of testimony. We want to remember the Benitez family who's grieving. We want to remember the type of Christian Maria was. And Psalms 25, it says, "Lord, I give myself to you, my God, I trust you. Do not let me be disgraced. Do not let my enemies laugh at me. No one who trusts you will be disgraced, but those who sin without excuse will be disgraced. The Lord is good and right. He points sinners in the right way. He shows those who are humble how to be right, and he teaches them his ways. All the Lord's ways are loving and true to those who follow the demands of his agreement. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my many sins. Are there those who respect the Lord? He will point them in the best way. They will enjoy a good life, and their children will inherit the land. The Lord tells his secrets to those who respect him. He tells them about his agreement. His eyes are always looking. My eyes are always looking to the Lord for help. He will help me from any traps. Turn to me and have mercy on me, because I am lonely and hurting. My troubles have grown larger. Free me from my problems. Look at my sufferings and troubles and take away all my sins. Look at how many friends I have, enemies I have. See how much they hate me. Protect me and save me. I trust you. So do not let me disgrace. My hope is in you. So may goodness and honesty guard me. God save Israel from all their troubles." Isn't that wonderful that he can save us from all our troubles? Think about what you can do. Yes, Maria left behind a wonderful testimony. She left a testimony of praise and glory. Yes, we've had problems. Yes, she went through a lot. But Maria left a wonderful testimony of her life, praying, believing, helping. Call me at night and we would pray. There was a circle of friends that I met there in that little Church of God in Avondale back in 1978. And we ladies grew together as a prayer group. Everybody got three-way calling. We would call each other 9:30 at night, and we would pray from 9:30 to 10 for our little church, our families, our troubles, and we would pray until we knew that we reached God, until we knew the presence of God was there to take over. Many of them have gone on, and Maria has joined the band up there. And I was thinking, oh, how beautiful that circle is going to be when she sees her friends, when she sees Jesus, the glow of his light, to know that she has met her Redeemer face to face. How wonderful it is to think of the death of a saint. Is so righteous, so beautiful, so pure. She's walking heaven's floors with the gates of pearls and the streets of gold. She's meeting her friends. God gave us that assurance when we committed our life to him. God said, call upon me. Be sure to give. How great is your goodness? Isn't that wonderful? Lord, I trust you. I have said, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Think about it, friends. Our lives are in Jesus. Our lives are in his hands. And every one of you tonight has a burden. We pray for those that have their sons and daughters in trouble. And we pray for strength for your soul, because we need one another's prayers. We need to share with one another the things of what each other has, the strength, encouragement. Nobody is a whole chain. Each one is a link. But take away one link, the chain is broken. Nobody is a whole team. Each one is a player, but take away one player and the game is forfeited. Nobody is a whole orchestra. Each one is a musician, but take away one musician and the symphony is incomplete. You guessed it. We need each other. We need someone, and someone needs you. To take the things called life work, we've got to lean and support and relate and respond and give and take and confess and forgive and reach out and embrace. Isn't that wonderful? We have to reach out to each other. Yes, we are hurting. Yes, the world needs Jesus. But let somebody know this week that you are there for them. You are there to take and give them a word of encouragement. And you are there to let them know that Jesus is your friend. We do thank you for listening to God's Favorite Radio Program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George on Sunday nights at 7. And again, Minister Janice Williams on Friday nights at 7. Be a great listener. You'll have an uplifting week when you do this. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578, and press 1. Thank you for being a prayer partner with us. Thank you for being listening to God's Favorite Radio Program. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Thank you so much. Praise God. Fit tonight, praise God, is who is God to you? Who is God to you? Praise God. Do you really think about it sometimes? Do you really think about who God really is to you? My Bible says that he's El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. The all-sufficient one. Praise God. If he's all-sufficient, there is nothing, I mean nothing
that you are insufficient in, that God will not be sufficient in. God gives to us liberally, and he knows when, how, and where. He's all sufficient. Praise God. He's El Elyon, the Most High God. There's no one greater. There's no one higher. He is the Most High God. Nobody can put anything above the Most High God. Nobody can exalt, nobody can praise, nobody, you can't do nothing above the Most High God. He is God. He is Adonai. He's Lord and Master. He is the Lord and Master of everything. He's Lord and Master over everything. Nobody still can't put nothing over him. He's Lord. He's God. He's Adonai, the everlasting God. God has been here from the beginning to the end. He knows you before you was even created in your mother's womb. He had you on his mind all the time, way before time existed. God is God. You belong to him. He's El Olam, the everlasting God. He's been here forever and always will be. There's no beginning and no ending of him. Praise God. Lord and Master. He is our everything. He has everything in control. He don't worry and he don't want us to worry. One thing about us, we just can't and won't put everything in God's hand and let him be in control or let him be in charge. It may be fear, it may be doubt, and don't believe. Help us, one pastor said, in our unbelief. Help us, oh God. We need you. We need to know you in a deeper depth. God's been dealing with me about the deeper things of him. Deeper, deeper. He is Yahweh. God is our creator. He's Yahweh. He is a jealous God. Praise God. And if God is a jealous God, he don't want us to put anything else before him. Yes, we go about doing our own thing, but God is jealous. He doesn't want us to serve anything else or worship anything else but him. And sometimes we put things before him and we worship other things. You may say no, but sometimes we worship other things. And God is saying, I want to be worshipped. Only me. I want you to worship. He's Jehovah Nissi. He is God. He is Jehovah. And there is no other God like him or besides him. Praise God. He is Lord, our banner. He wants us to know without a shadow of a doubt that he's right there to come to us when it seems like the world is crumbling in. He's right there to catch us when we're falling. God is right there. who is your God? Praise God. He's Jehovah Jireh.
He wants us to have the knowing deep down in our soul that he will provide for us. He will always and has always and will always be there for us, to provide for us in whatever way that we stand in need, because God say he provides all of our needs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Praise God.
Well, maybe you might be saying, well, God is not providing for me in the ways that I need. Well, maybe you might be complaining. He don't want you to complain either.
God wants us to be content in whatever state that we're in. See, sometimes we stop the blessings of God. We hinders the blessings of God. We don't think about the things that we do that causes God blessings to stop flowing. Praise God. He's also Jehovah Shalom. He will give us peace in the midst of a storm. He is our peace. God is speaking to us and telling us to trust in him and lean not to the arms of flesh, but to trust totally in him. We don't do it. We always want to run to someone else. And if we would only come to a stop and say, Lord, I put my trust in you. Lord, I believe in you. Lord, I love you. Stop in our track and stop dead and just start praising God. God will recognize that more than you run into a friend or to the pastor. Praise God. God wants us to acknowledge him, who he is and what he is to us. Praise God. He's Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. He will come with healing in his wings. He rescues us. He's our refuge. And he will come, in his word, he said, with 10,000 legions of angels. And he also said, so said that he will give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. What a mighty God. Who is your God? Who is your God tonight? Praise God. If God was sending angels to protect you, to keep you, think about who he is to you. I read in my Bible, he said he'll send an angel. And he said he'll call 10,000 angels, legions of angels. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Are you serving him? Who is your God? Do you really know who your God is tonight? Praise God. He's Jehovah Ra. Jehovah, the Lord, is my shepherd. He keeps watch. He keeps watch. God watches over you day and night. Think about it. Think about it. Who is your God? He watches over you when no one else can watch over you. Everybody else in this world have to take a rest or take sleep. But God never takes his eye off of you. He keeps watch over you day and night. No matter what you're going through, no matter how you are troubled, no matter what it seems like in your life, you know why? Because we're going to have many obstacles. We're going to have trials and tribulations. But God is keeping watch.
God is keeping watch over you. That's awesome. Think about how great God is to you tonight. I really want you to let this sink into your heart. How great God is to you tonight. And say, Lord, you are my God. Lord, you are my God. He keeps watch. Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord that healeth. He healeth all our diseases. You don't think God will heal you? That's because you're doubting. You have some doubt somewhere. Yes, God will. God can heal you because he done already paid the price for it. He done already died for our healings. Everything that we face in life, God already has done paid the price for it. Praise God. He said he heals all our diseases. Praise God. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's the Lord. The Lord is there. He says, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. I made you. You are my child. The Lord will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's Jehovah Shammah. He's Jehovah Teskenu. Lord, he's the Lord, our righteousness. He's the one that clothed us with good things and planted his Holy Spirit in us that we may be able to praise him and glorify his name. Praise God. He's Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord who sanctifies us. He has died for us. He has shed his blood for us. His body was broken for us. He has filled us with this precious Holy Spirit. Some say, and those who know thy name will put thy trust in thee, for thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken those who seek thee. Let's read Psalms chapter 9. Praise God. And it reads as thus. Praise God. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. Praise God. And I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sittest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast not, thou hast put out thy, let me read that again. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destruction are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. I said earlier, God will never leave you nor forsake you. He has prepared his throne for judgment, and he shall judge the work in righteousness, and he shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. And the word said, the Lord also will be a refuge, praise God, for the oppressed and a refuge in a time of trouble. As I said earlier, what God will do for you. And they that know thy name will not put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises unto the Lord, which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doing. We ought to be declaring what God
is doing among his people today. Because God is doing great things. Yes, he is. When he maketh inquisitions for blood, he remembereth them, for he forgetteth not the cry of the humble. God will not forget you when you cry, if you know who he is. Praise God. Because he's our provider. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble. When I suffer of them that hate me, thou hast lifted me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit. They that make in the net which has they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Shelah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. I say God will provide. The needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever, ever. I said to you earlier, God will come. When, how, he'll always be on time. But God will come in on time. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves and be but men. Selah. We who know our God, we will trust in him. That was Psalms chapter 9. Verse 10 was the key verse. And those who know thy name shall put their trust in thee. For thou, O Lord, hast not forsaken those who seek thee. God will not forsake you. God will not forsake you. I don't know what care what you'll be going through, but God will not forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Those who put thy name, you got to trust in God tonight. You got to trust in him. You got to believe upon him. You got to know him as your God. It's what I'm trying to get to. You got to know him to be the ultimate in your life. That there is none greater. There's none mightier. No one as mighty as your God. David said, I will trust in the Lord with my whole heart, mind, and soul, that he'll be all that he needs to be to you when you need him. God comes in times when we think not. When we want him to come, it seems as though that he's not coming, but God is there always to lift us up, to bring us out. He has his own timing. You can't rush him. You just got to believe him. You can't rush him. You got to trust him. You can't rush him, but you got to have faith. Got to have faith. Some people believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And know that he is God. Oh, that his love is forever. Know that his love is forever for you. My God, Jesus cried out, my God, why have thou forsaken me? But when he knew his Father had not forsaken him. Look where he is today. God wants you to see him in all of his power, in all of his grace. Every day I think upon the grace of God, the grace of God, of what God has done.
Who is your God? Stand up on the truth of God. Stand up on what he says in his word
and who he'll be. Praise God. If we go over there to Joshua, and this is one of the most powerful chapters to me. I don't know about to you, but when I go to Joshua chapter 1, praise God, and maybe I'll just run over there right quick before I close out. Joshua chapter 1, this has been a powerful chapter in my life. Why? Because I don't care what goes out of your life and what comes into your life. God is there. God is there. And he told Moses, he said, Joshua is dead. Nah. Joshua's a great man accompanying Moses. But he let him know that you cannot stand on Moses. You got to go on for yourself. And I want you to go on and trust in me. And God told Joshua that, and we're going to rewrite, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I give them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that your foot, and I want you to get this because I stand up on this every day. Every place that the soul of your foot shall trod upon, that have I given to you, I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. If God did it back then, you can think that everywhere the sole of your feet shall trod upon, God will do it for you. Praise God. From the wilderness to the Lebanon, even to the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not be any be able to stand before thee all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee, and I will not forsake thee. God said, be strong. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. He said, only be strong and very courageous. This is what God wants us to. If you know who your God is, then you'll be strong and be of good courage. Only observe and to do all according, all that the law, which we are not under the law anymore, so now we can follow Jesus. Whatever Jesus say, do. But at the ending, and I have to end this, whatsoever, just be strong and of good courage. And God said, I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So I was with Moses, so I was with God. So I'm going to be with you too. Praise God. Let us end by blessing you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace all this week. If you're going through anything, trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. And I guarantee you God will do it. Praise God. May you be blessed in your going in and your coming out, your uprising and your sitting down. May you have the choice blessing, the Jabez blessing. May you be blessed. No sickness shall come nigh your dwelling this week. You shall be healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. Worship him with all your heart, mind, and soul. Have a good night now, and be back here next Friday night with us and next Sunday night as we encourage you in the Lord. Have a good night. Bye-bye.